how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
College football system.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to stay patient. Obviously, everyone wants to play right away, but right now, just taking it day by day, learning a lot and trying to get better.
I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. Talk about the influence of someone like Quinn and really what it's like being his teammate right now while you have him.
Yeah, he's been great, just the way he goes about his business. He's one of my best friends, so we spend pretty much every day together, so I learn a lot from him, just the way he goes about his preparation.
Has the wow factor of you walking on campus kind of calmed down? I mean, you've been there over a year now. I mean, everybody's flipping out. Your first semester, you lose your ID, all that, you know, foolishness. Everybody's getting all wild up. Is it kind of been a little easier now to be Arch Manning on the campus of Texas?
Yeah, it's definitely gotten a little bit easier. In the summer, it's not as bad, not as many students. So I've just been enjoying it. Everyone's super nice in Austin. So it's been a great year and a half so far.
The college fun was that spring game for you? You know, that first real taste of extended action, getting out there and, you know, having a pretty good day.
Yeah, it was fun getting to be able to put some drives together. Felt like real football a little bit. It was a good atmosphere. We got good fans, and I'm excited about these new players, these upcoming freshmen and transfers. It's going to be a fun year.
You guys got to play a playoff game here in New Orleans, your hometown. Is that sort of a motivation whenever your opportunity comes, you know, is that you get to play on a big stage like that close to home? Is that sort of a motivation when that time comes?
Yeah, it was definitely really cool playing in New Orleans. We got to practice throughout the week. Got to show people my house and what it's like living in New Orleans. But yeah, obviously you want to be on the big stage and playing in big games. That's what you dream about. That's why you go play college football.
Talk about some of these new receivers, if you don't mind. You know, it's a lot of turnover from last year, some transfer guys coming in. What have you seen through the spring and into the summer so far that's kind of piqued your attention?
Yeah, all these new receivers are good. Obviously, Isaiah Bond, Matthew Golden, Ryan Wingo. Wingo's going to be a stud. I think he's going to play a lot this year. He's just everything you want in a receiver. And then this guy, Silas Bolden from Oregon State, he's a dog. He's really good. We've been throwing to him in the summer. So I'm excited for all those guys. And then obviously Jonte and Demo. So I can't wait. It's gonna be fun.
Is University of Texas ready for two Mannings on campus at the same time?
Yeah, my brother's coming in the fall. I think he'll be more of the social guy. So I don't know if they're ready for him or not.
Where have you seen your game improve from the spring to now, from last year as well? Is it, you know, just more between the ears, getting an opportunity on the field? What do you think there?
Yeah, I think it's starting to slow down. I'm not trying to make too many plays on my own, just letting the offense come to me and getting it in our playmakers' hands and keeping it simple. That's about it right now.
I'll ask you about Trey, because he too also had a good spring game. How's he progressing to step first foot on campus, and obviously as a young quarterback, what's most important for him to continue that next level?
Yeah, I've been impressed with Trey. He takes coaching well. He's got a good arm. He executes the offense. My advice for him is just stay the course, stay patient, and stay ready.
Yes.
As hard as it can be sometimes, it'll all be worth it one day.
I know you answered this earlier, so forgive me, but I'm writing a little bit about
anybody.
Nice to see you.
I know, good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Growing a little bit, it seems like. You just talked to me about, just talked to your uncles and your grandfather about kind of the Manning way, if you will, and how you.
Yeah, it's kind of like a.
It just didn't surprise me at all. The speculation came out that you might. I said, there's no way we're just going to beat Texas. I just know how you will. Can you talk to me a little bit about that decision? Or even if it was it a consideration? I get the sense it wasn't. I know you mentioned that before, but I haven't talked to you about it.
Yeah. I just.
I like the situation I'm in. I like Austin. I like the school. I like the coaching staff. I like the people in the building. And it takes a while as a quarterback. You try to make an impact where you are. It takes a while to learn everyone's name and learn the trainer's name and all the staff. So I didn't want to have to go somewhere else and redo that, do that again. I like the situation I'm in. Just sometimes you got to stay patient and stay ready for your turn. And I'm happy where I'm at. And, I can't wait to stay there for more years and win some games.
You know, a local camp to start, maybe a few kids from Mississippi, Alabama. Now it's certainly a national camp, and it's just growing. It's been fun to see it grow, right? And you know, like my dad said, we got, you know, players from California, Canada. You know, we've had players from, you know, various countries. So it's, but you know, the spirit of it's been the same, right? Teach quarterbacks, receivers, tight ends, running backs about the passing game, about fundamentals and skills, and it's been fun to watch, you know, it just develop and grow through the years.
What special pride do you take as you watch Arch, your nephew, do what he's doing in the field?
Oh, look, I'm well documented how proud we are of Arch, and, you know, try to be a resource to him. And he and I worked out together several weeks ago. We were in town in New Orleans for a family event, and had a good workout together. So looking forward to, you know, seeing him continue to develop. He's enjoying college, and he's gotten bigger and stronger. You can tell he's working very hard, and you know, really proud of the way he's carried himself.
Do you all talk like weekly, or is
no?
It, just whenever. Huh?
Yeah, I'm his uncle, and just try to be there as a resource to him.
What did you think of his performance?
You're welcome, Kenny. Good to see you.
What did you think of his performance in his spring game? Did you get to watch any of that at all?
Yeah. Look, he's working hard. He's making progress, and you know, he can speak to that, you know, better than I can. But you know, he's you know, every repetition counts, and every year you should get a little bigger and stronger, and you know, mentally more prepared. I think he's just taking advantage of all the reps and opportunities that he has, and that's what he should be doing.
In your own words, how fun has that been for you to watch?
Like I said, I'm very proud of him, and I'm looking forward to, you know, watching him, and I think he's having fun in college, which is a good thing as well.
I'm sure we had him as a camper too early, but he's been here. And I remember when he 7-on-7 games, I'd sneak off just to see. He would have kind of his Newman guys, so they were pretty good in 7-on-7. I remember one year Trevor Lawrence was their coach. They were whipping up on people pretty good, so that was fun. But so it's been fun to watch him grow, and I wanted him to come. I usually don't invite two quarterbacks from a school, never have before. I did actually last year. I had two from LSU, just because of Jaden and cousin.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Jarrett, and, you know, Quinn came last year, and Arch just kind of hung around, but this year he's a counselor, and Quinn's back, so that's two from Texas. I went ahead, you know, we're real close to Oregon because of Hawk. Mm-hmm. So we got Dylan Gabriel is back. I don't think he came when he was at Central Florida.
Right.
And he didn't come while he was at Oklahoma, and he told me he wanted to come back. So we love having him. Such a great kid and great player. And then there's a good freshman, Dante Moore, at Oregon, who was in Arch's kind of recruiting class. Right. So that, And we've got two from Missouri. We got Drew Pine, when he played at Notre Dame in Arizona State, has been one of our steady counselors. Drew is now at Missouri. So we got the Missouri quarterback back, Brady Cook, really good player, and got Drew. Drew's a big part. He's kind of captain of all our quarterback group. So I'm not going to get in the habit. Don't start writing me in. I'm not going to invite two anymore. We're going back to just one from the school next year, but we had three.
Does he look different? Does he act different than he did a year ago when he went to school? Yes, 100%.
Just you've seen development.
It's just development, just as a person, as a more independent, you know, guy, needing his parents less, growing up and growing up the right way, being held accountable along the way.
Your dad told me, like, when you all picked colleges, that he told you all, exhaustively research everything, you know, prepare as much as you can when you make your decision. He said, like, when you make it,
you're in.
And I think like that's where you all think.
Yeah, and I think that was interesting because, Arch visited Alabama four times, Georgia four times, Texas four times, Ole Miss a couple times, LSU a couple times, Clemson a couple times. I mean, so... Because a 16-year-old kid, when they go look around, they don't know what they like and don't like. They don't even have taste. You know, we would see something, and I go, man, that was fantastic. And Arch is like, that was terrible. I go, it was? He goes, and he is a total different.
Right.
And so it's fun for him to get to learn, you know, that's pretty neat. And you go somewhere else, you go, wait, this is better. That was, you know, and you grow and you learn out what you like and where you think you're going to thrive. And my goal the whole time as a dad was just to be there as kind of a, you know, a concierge. Here's what time we have to be there. But at the end of the day, I said, when on Sunday night, when you've thrown four interceptions and your girlfriend broke up with you and you got two tests on Monday that you hadn't studied for and it's raining and it's cold and you're a little bit homesick, where do you want to be? And he goes, I want to be at the University of Texas. I said, well, then there's the answer. Done. And so I'm sure there's plenty of more of those nights coming. But in the meantime, he's happy and looking forward to when his name's called.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Good seeing you. Another thing you were asked about it already, but just the maturity he's shown to be able to go through this wedding process, what does it really say about him?
Well, I think he's just, again, just growing up. It's part of the deal. You know, everybody wants to hurry up and get on the field, and like a lot of Arch's teammates, they have been starters for a long time. They've never been a backup. They're guys that have been playing since their freshman year, and Arch played. He's never been a backup in his life, and that's an adjustment, and it's kind of a little bit of a bruise to everybody's ego, but you have to look at the big picture and know those guys ahead of you are been there longer. Sometimes they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, and they know where the ball's supposed to be going. So if you just pay your dues and do the work, good things will happen.
Obviously, he's got your brothers who can help him to know that it's very unique as far as the path you take to becoming a starting quarterback at the college level. How much does the collective of all three of you really help him to balance out this process?
Everybody has their own journey. I mean, I think Peyton was going to redshirt, and then all of a sudden a couple of injuries go, and you're thrown into the first game. You're always a play or two away from you being the guy, but in the meantime, really try to get better so when you are asked to be the guy, you're ready, and you don't have to take steps backwards and climb the fight again, climb the rope again. You gotta, you're ready, it's your time, and make hay when you get the nod.
Cooper, in your own words, how fun was it for you to sit back and watch that spring game and see some of those plays, nationally, whatever. How fun was it for you?
Well, I was excited for him. I could tell, he had a big smile on his face. It was just fun for him to get to play. And it's fun. There was a lot of anticipation on that day because there were a lot of players. I was sitting with a lot of parents who were excited to see their sons play for the first time. That class, was a bunch of superstars that had been just patiently waiting for their time. So it was fun to see him get a lot of playing time and show up and do well.
Of course, going back to the recruitment, you mentioned previously, so Coach Sarkisian, just kind of his developmental history, how much did that factor in? Of course, you mentioned Texas, where you want to be, everything as well, but football-wise, Sark has a pretty good track record.
Sark has a wonderful track record. He's, one of the top offensive minds, doing it in pro and or college football. So, and the fact that he's the head coach, so he's going to be there, and he's committed. He's surrounded himself with a great staff, and he's
he's hard on these guys, and it's not always fun. You gotta, especially as a freshman, they're throwing a bunch at you, and you kind of can't do anything right, and then it starts to slow down and make sense, and you know what you're doing, and you start to step up and do what you came here to do. So Sark's been great. He and Arch have a great relationship, and they got a good team, and I think everybody can see that Texas is coming to the SEC at the right time.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.